Thank you for calling Wurtz Jewelers. This is Leslie. How can I help you?
Oh, just the girl I needed. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you feeling? Better?
Yeah, pretty good. Trying to string some pearls.
Ooh, that doesn't sound
Done
like fun.
started 3 times now. And,
Always get pulled away, I'm gathering.
yeah, exactly it.
Well, I don't want to pull you away again. However, there is a 1-carat cluster pendant that is yellow gold. You have literally the only one left in inventory. And since it's there for y'all, I just wanted to find out if it's sold or if it could be returned for Tommy Marcucci.
Yeah, I don't think it's sold. I don't think we've sold any of the clusters.
Okay.
But I'm not positive. Hold on, I got a thing of glue in my hand. I can't let go. I'll
Don't
get
let
sticker
go.
glue everywhere.
Tell me about you. How is the fandam? How's the office?
Everything is good. We're actually doing really good.
I know.
We got a good little team going.
I heard. And you got a sassy pants little something or other over there, I'll tell you what. She does not let me through. The gatekeeping is hardcore.
it?
I love it. I don't I'm not familiar. Even if I was, I probably would pronounce her name wrong and feel bad about it.
I
But
think I know who.
your new girl that has like a like almost Haitian sounding accent, but I know it's probably like Hispanic.
No, Miss Sam, she is Palestinian.
Okay, that might be who it is. Well, she is balls to the wall. Does not let, I'm like, you, listen, I'm just your diamond girl. I'm no one special, but you keep up the good work. Don't let any of the other diamond vendors in this hole right now. I have other cell numbers and other ways to get a hold of these gals over here and guys. So you keep doing your job. Don't give out their cell
Well,
number,
there's certain
though.
times a year the vendors are ridiculous with calling, and they will not let you get off the phone. And
Oh.
like they're trying to give us this whole sales spew, and we got customers coming in and customers
It's not the
waiting, and you know we have to
time.
answer the phone, but they will not. I've hung up on them. So I'm just like, nope, we're good. And then Kelly made up a whole email so they could email vendor at Wurtz Jewelers. That way, anybody who wants to get in touch with her can, because you know she's not in store very often. So
I know,
they're
she's
barking
loving
up the
it.
wrong tree, anyways.
Right, exactly.
Like you can give the sales spiel to me all you want to, but I guarantee you I won't remember it.
And I'm going to have to repeat all of it and go to Kelly and Lance
Like,
anyways to get
yeah,
me an
I'll forget
answer.
before I even get that far. And then I have my certain people that I sell using, you know what I mean? To where I don't too much even go for all the other, like, why am I going to go look up other lab diamond vendors? It just doesn't make sense.
I know.
And unless they're
That's
giving some hella price, I'm not even interested in wasting my time. I can close my sale without it.
well, the lab prices, I have a brand new where you guys are going to be able to pick and choose whatever loose options you want on hand. And your pricing is going to be different than what the website says to me or to you.
I hope so, because I've been using surreal diamonds on all of my labs because their prices are awesome, so it makes our profit margins. I'm just quoting Stoller prices and then
Yep.
getting them from surreal. But like even 3-carat diamonds are like 700 cost,
Well,
like
they might be
750.
better than what I can offer, but mine is a long term. It's going to get to stay there for 3, 4 months, similar to like this the jewelry you tell me when something sells kind of thing. and we flip it and go and keep it moving. So, but
yeah, this new lab done, they I don't know where they came from, but they got some good prices, or how they're able to keep their prices so low.
Well, because they're taking a loss, they have to come up with some sort of the Beers hasn't been releasing any of the sites. And that's where the supply and demand issue is coming from, per se. But the fact that Martin Rappaport is raising pricing on something that is not, it's not anybody's fault other than De Beers wants to raise the pricing before they go to market with, they want to sell off the mine portion of their company.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Russia was looking into it. That's where all the sanctions came from at the beginning of the year. The writing has been on the wall for so long. I'm happy for y'all that you guys didn't fall into the quintessential.
Well, the natural diamond, they're up.
Yep,
they're
now
up
they
higher,
are.
But then the lady that came for the Treasures Rediscovered tried saying that natural diamond prices are down 20%. And I just don't see that.
They are.
Seems like they're higher.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Yeah,
if you were to adjust your prices, you would. If you were to look and just overall look at, and the only reason why I know this, I just did a trade up from 2021 where a GSI 101, GIA certified Trip X, you know, quintessential, what everybody wants.
Mm-hmm.
That stone cost about it was just under $5,200 for one of my jewelers in 2020, end of 2021. Do you know how much that stone cost them now? Oh, my God. A couple grand cheaper. It's mind-boggling. It's about a 25 to 35% swing right now.
Wow.
And it's only simply because of the fact that they haven't been releasing any of the sites. So they've not put any money into cutting the cost for any of the cutters or getting them certified. And that's what's going to hurt and harm us by December and January more than prices go up and down and fluctuate. That's what's going to hurt us. And the fact that jewelers around the country, they have all this money. They just came off of amazing years, back-to-back, lots of sales, but they're realizing now that you've got to sell 10 to 1, you know, half-carat natural. So it's becoming seemingly a little bit more difficult. So
yeah, I think our business has been good, like, sale-wise, we've done the same amount. We haven't increased by a whole lot, but our profits are way better.
Well,
I think
you're,
that's because we're
smart.
Charging correctly and doing things we're supposed to.
Well, you're doing right by your year-end consumer, Les, and you guys are always going to be that store that does that. That's why I like partnering with you guys, because I will bar none go to the ends of the earth for a store like yours, not just because of my relationship with Kel and Lance and you and everybody else, but you guys are integrity filled and loyal, and that right there is so much more important than getting another extra markup out of that $500 two carat lab grown. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Yeah, we've done, but we've also, just since I've been here, we've changed a few things, so it's made, I think, a big difference on overall.
And I think when you get cancers out of any environment, it becomes a different anything, so it's very nice.
Well, at least we have sales-motivated people. I've recruited a lot of people that I've worked with in the past. Sam, Jamie, and Marlon are all, they're all been at Signet before, so we've got people that have had pretty extensive sales training and other training, which is one good thing I can say about the box stores, is that there is hella training.
Oh, yeah, they're not, I mean, if your sale, like to your point, if you are sales motivated, then yes. But I could foresee a lot of really cutesy patooties. I'm going to go work in the mall and let me get that person, and they become, a part of the team at Jared's or whatever, Zales. And they're not going to care one way or the other at the end of the day, unfortunately.
No, they're all of the new people, but I've recruited all seasoned people that...
I know.
Like, Marlon's been in for 25 years. He was at Kay's and Zales and Jared as long as me. And then Miss Sam...
Wow.
...has been in for over 20. Jamie's been in for, like, 7. And then me.
That's amazing.
Louise is the least experienced person we have currently. And she still has experience, so...
And she's a sweetheart. Like, she's just likable from every aspect, because at the end of the day, that's what people buy from, is people that they like. And y'all are just a good team. When everybody's happy and has a smile on their face, it's a much different scenario. So, but I hear your phone. I just wanted to touch base on that yellow gold cluster, and if we could get that one back if it's not sold overnight.
Yeah, I would. Lance does all of the shipping stuff now, so I would shoot him an email. He'll be in tomorrow, and then he can send it out first thing in the morning, because I think he's got other packages to take too.
Oh, okay, perfect then. I will go ahead and do that. So who does all of the inventory if I needed to have somebody check what we have there from our long-term?
Lance.
That would be a Lance thing too. Okie dokie.
I mean, I can always check stuff for you because I know how to do it. I don't mind doing it. But he's the one who actually does the shipping and all the stuff in the back. I moved back out to the floor now.
Oh, you are back out on the floor. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool beans then. I will update that here in the system because you probably have been receiving emails left and right because I just
haven't
gone here.
Yeah, I just tell him. I just give it to him and remind him, like, hey, Aubrey texts and needs such and such. You're not the only person. Kyle from GN does, and I have a couple people that send me stuff, but I just give it to him. But you'll get a lot faster response because he's the one who does it. A lot of times I'll have the girls pull it, or I'll pull it and then put it in his box, and then he's the one who actually mails it.
Gotcha. All right. And what are his days to actually be in store now? Does he have certain days?
Yeah, they only work. Lance works 4 days a week, so he's here Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Friday and Saturday.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And I'm thankful for you.
Thank you.
I want you to know that. I've been through the gamut and been there when it was different for y'all. And you weren't there, obviously, and Kelly was going through the rigmarole of trying to appease mom and everything else, and her husband, didn't work in the store, and he was a cop, and, the back and the forth, and bringing you on has been amazing for them, because I'm proud of them on so many levels, but I think it just was like a slap across the face epiphany moment there from your conversation with me just now. A lot of it has to do with you, and I'm proud of you for it. And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I have really, really tried to. Well, my resume I put, I will increase your business by 33%. It's kind of my 33% is my number.
I love you for that.
I think I've done that. Maybe
where'd you come up with 33, though? I have to know.
I don't know. I really don't know. It's just always been a number. Every place I've worked, I've always increased my numbers by 33% above. It's just the goal I set for myself. It's like a
love
number,
that.
I guess. There's no math to it necessarily. It's just for the past 15 years, I always seem to be at 33% when I run my numbers. But, like, when I started here, we didn't do sales goals or anything. So I had to make my own sales goals, and I looked up like 10 years worth of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just increased the numbers of the best numbers that they had over the past 10 years by 33%. But I did it, though. And
I love
my
it.
First year, I did that.
Mm-hmm. I could just hug you. You're cutting in and out, sister. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Shoot.
I think.